Well, here we are again. This is Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth, and I thank you for joining in today, brothers and sisters, to get back into our study of judgment and judging. Judgment and judging. Letter J in the ABCs of Christian Growth. It's pretty good stuff, isn't it? God's Word is always wonderful when we learn it, and especially when we let it, soak it up and absorb it, and it becomes part of us. And it conforms us into the image of Christ. Listen, I want to tell you something. You're going to love who the Lord is turning you into. You're going to love who the Lord is turning you into. And you'll love it even more if you're willing and sincere. And you mean it. And you do it because you want to and not because you have to. A willing servant, if there first be a willing mind, the Bible says. Well, let's get back into our study. The last... sometimes that happens in my brain. The last lesson that we was on, what did we talk about? Do you remember? Now, we're on human judgment. Things about human judgment. And human man's judgments, what we've been talking about. In the very first category that we was on, if you remember right, the weaknesses of human judgment. You remember that? And then we went to the second category, which was rules regarding human judgment. And I think that's the one that we finished up on our last one. And today we're going to begin the third category under human judgments. And that's the basis. The basis or the grounds or the foundations of human or man's judgment. The basis. Why do we judge the way we do? What's the basis of our judgments? And what should be the... Well, we talked about that on our last one. Some rules for judging and judgment. But one thing that we're starting to find out as we learn about judgment and judging is that there is a wide variety of ways of judgment, isn't there? You see, there are all kinds of avenues of judgment. We judge every day. People just think when they hear the word judge or judgment or judging or this, that, and the other, it's one of two things most of the time. It's either the judgment of God, that everybody thinks there's a general judgment and everybody's going to go up there and God's going to take their good stuff and their bad stuff and weigh it out, and depending on which way it goes is where they get the boot. Well, we know that's not true. If you study your Bible, there is a resurrection of the dead like that, but that's not the way the judgments are, and we are going to talk about that later on in this study. As a matter of fact, it's a topic in this study, is the judgments. Is there only one? Well, I hope not. Because we're saved, and if we stand before the judgment of the dead, we're in trouble. But we'll get into that. But what we're talking about is there is a wide variety of judgment. People judge every day, and they judge many, many, many different things and different avenues of judgment and just all sorts of things. So that's what we're going to talk about today is the basis or the grounds or the foundations of human judgments, and just look at some of the different reasons that people judge and what people ought to judge from and them sorts of things. So let's get into it, and I'll just go ahead and begin, and you'll see what we're talking about here. The first basis or ground or foundation of human judgment is sometimes God's Word. And the way the Scriptures speak to us and the way the Lord Jesus Christ and our Lord said to us, He said, study to show thyself approved unto God. God's will is for us to know His Word and for us to have His Word saturated in us. We are to absorb God's Word and to memorize it and let not only just know it by our minds, but we are to read God's Word to where it becomes second nature to us to think of it. And where God the Holy Ghost can bring it back to mind when we need it. And he does do that. He does do that. God the Holy Ghost will bring that word up and he'll remind you of God's word. But we got to be in it and we got to know the truth. You shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. Now the Bible says to study to show thyself approved. One basis of judgment that humans make is because sometimes of God's word. God's word causes us to judge things. In Acts chapter 13, verse 46, listen to this. No, as a matter of fact, let me read this one first. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20. The Bible says, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. The Bible steers us, God's word steers us, and the Bible unashamedly does this, and it does it matter-of-factly. Every time we read God's word presents God's word and provokes us to get more and more into God's word. God's word, like I said, unashamedly and matter-of-factly does that. It leads us to itself, God's word. It draws us to it. And once you start feeding off of it, you can't get enough of it. And but talking about the basis or the grounds of judgment when it comes to human or man's judgment, sometimes it's God's word. The Bible says in John chapter 12 and verse 47 and 48, it says, if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. And you know what that word is? That's that word laying in your lap right now or sitting on your table right now that you're studying from. That word. Christ's words that he gave to us in writing, in written form. The Lord said that he didn't come to judge the first time. He came to save. And he went through what he went through and made the provision for our salvation and for all men's salvation, whoever will accept it and believe on it. He said, but I came for not to judge the world, but to save the world. But he said also concerning our judgment, you can see where it's written in here, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. So God's word is very important for us to make our judgments by. It should be a basis or the basis. The main basis, the foundation it's called. Christ is the foundation Paul talked about, and we build upon him. For other foundation can no man lay but Christ. And that's where we build our foundation and our judgments from. Sometimes God's word is a ground or a basis for human judgment, and should be. Acts chapter 13, the Bible says, and 13 verse 46, it says, then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. Now, they're talking to the Jews, talking to Israel corporately. But seeing ye put it far from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. And that was a bad moment for the Israel right there. That was a bad moment. That's when we got in. I mean, it was gradually changing and gradually changing. But when that happened right there, that was a big moment in the scriptures for Israel and for the Gentiles. But talking about God's word, you see how God's word was brought up there when Paul and Barnabas said the importance of it and judgment. In that verse, it was necessary that the word of God should first be spoken to you. But seeing ye put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. Sometimes the basis of man's judgment It's from God's Word. It is God's Word. It is the basis of judgment. And sometimes for some bad circumstances, when people reject it, even when people reject the Word of God, they're judging. They hear what God's Word is. I mean, when you're sitting there listening to some preaching and listening to whatever's being said, listening to this, listening to a recording, listening to whatever you're listening to concerning God's Word, you make a judgment. You either accept it or you reject it or you disagree with it. I mean, sometimes the foundation or the grounds of our judgments is God's Word. God's Word provokes us to judge things. And it should. And it does. And that's the way God's will meant for it to be. And that's what God the Holy Ghost does with it. The Bible says that it's for sin, righteousness, and judgment. Judgment. You see, so a basis or a ground of foundations of human or man's judgment is sometimes God's Word. What else? Well, sometimes circumstances cause us to judge and are the foundation of our judgments. Well, let me give you an example. In Genesis, we see in chapter 39, and we know circumstances are the grounds of our judgment sometimes, either good or bad circumstances do cause us to judge. You see, and this hogwash and poppycock in the world today that they just narrowing down the judgment into this little bitty narrow thing, and judgment is so much greater than that, and is so covers so many areas, and frays out in many different avenues when it comes to judgment. Judgment can't be brought down and pressed into one small thing like you can't judge me. Or you can't judge that kind of thing that the world, when the world thinks of judgment, and I said that a minute ago, but I didn't finish it. It said that the Lord, the final judgment, the general judgment is one thing that the world thinks about when they think of the word judgment, or rather, it having to do with somebody condemning somebody else. Those are the two main things that judgment and the topic of judgment is narrowed into society. But it's much, much greater than that. It's much greater than that. A basis is sometimes based on circumstances. Sometimes circumstances. In Genesis chapter 39 and verse 10 through 20, the Bible says, "And it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day," and we know what's going on here, "that he hearkened not unto her to lie by her, or to be with her." Talking about the king's wife. She was trying to seduce Joseph, you know that. "And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went in the house to do his business, and there was none other man of the house there within. And she caught him by his garment, saying, Lie with me. And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. And it came to pass when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and was fled forth, that she called unto the men of her house and spake unto them, saying, See, he hath," talking about her husband, "he hath brought in a Hebrew unto us to mock us. He came in unto me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. And it came to pass when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled and got him out. And she lying like a dog. And she laid up his garment by her until the Lord came home." The king came home, that trusted Joseph with everything. "And she spake unto him according to these words, saying, The Hebrew servant which thou brought unto us came in unto me to mock me. And it came to pass I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled out. And it came to pass when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spake unto him, lying, of course, saying, after this manner did thy servant to me, that his wrath was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him into prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison. Joseph went to prison on the basis of circumstances and a judgment that was made upon circumstances. And by the way, they were wrong circumstances because there was a liar involved, a woman, a wife of a king there that was trying to seduce Joseph, and she was a wicked woman, and she tried to seduce him, and when he retained his integrity and got him out of there because he ran, because he knew what was fixing to happen, and he took off. And he stayed in God's will, and he kept his integrity, but he went to jail for it because the judgment was based on the circumstances, what she said, and he went to jail. Sometimes the basis of judgment is because of circumstances, Now, not only is it sometimes God's word, and it should be, that's what Christians ought to be thinking, all the time, God's word ought to have a grounds or a foundation in our judgment in every way, or as much as we can make it in there. But sometimes circumstances, and they're always changing. We're always in different kinds of circumstances, and judgment is involved in circumstances. We see that with Joseph there. Now, what else? Well, sometimes the basis is sometimes just plain old opinion. And you see the varieties of judgment that we're getting into here and we're going over. Sometimes the basis of human judgment is just opinion. Well, I think, you've heard that before, yeah, and we're all guilty of it, but as we learn what judgment is and what God's will is for us to use judgment and the broad variety of judgment and how big judgment really, really is, that there's, when somebody says judgment, you say, once you learn what the scriptures teach about judgment, you say, well, what sort of judgment are you talking about? You see, because they might be talking about a different kind of judgment than you're talking about. You see, judgment is just, is broad. It's broad. But sometimes it's based on opinion. Acts chapter 28, let me read that to you. Acts chapter 28 and verse 19 through 22. It says, but when the Jews spake against it, I was constrained to appeal unto Caesar. Now this is Paul talking. You know who he is, and he's standing before this king, and he's bragging on the Lord Jesus Christ, which he unashamedly did all the time. But these Jews keep following him around, trying beating him on the head, and won't leave him alone, and just trying to get him condemned and get him condemned because they're jealous of him and they want him killed really. And they got him killed one time, but the Lord brought him back, and he got up and walked in the city, and boy, I bet that blew everybody's mind. But when the Jews spake against it, I was constrained to appeal unto Caesar, not that I had aught to accuse my nation of. For this cause, therefore, have I called for you to see you and to speak with you, because that for the hope of Israel I am bound with this chain. And they said unto him, we neither received letters out of Judea concerning thee, neither any of the brethren that came showed or spake any harm of thee. But we desire to hear of thee what thou thinkest, for as concerning this sect, we know that everywhere it is spoken against. So we see sometimes it's opinion. Some people give their opinions and lead people in one direction and lead people in another direction, and just opinion. Judgment is based on opinion. And like these people said, whenever they were talking to Paul, Paul was trying to explain to them that he appealed to Caesar and that, and what was really, what was going on. And they said, we never even received any letters out of Judea concerning thee. And, neither any of the brethren came, showed, or spake any harm of thee. Nobody's been talking about thee, but, we desire to hear of thee. What thou thinkest concerning this sect. You see, everybody was calling Paul and calling the Christian way a sect, and just like they do today, they call it a sect, they call it a cult, and it's waxing worse and worse. But it's not necessarily against us, which it is, but it's against Christ. You see, just like Christ said, I've not come to make peace. I've come to divide. And he does. And his word does. But opinion, sometimes human judgment is based on opinion. And opinions should be correct. Should be based, the judgment on which opinions make or opinions are based should be correct. In Luke chapter 7 and verse 36 through 48, let me read this to you. It says, "And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat," talking about the Lord. "And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at the feet behind him weeping and began to wash his feet with tears and did wipe them with the hairs of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment." Now, that'd be an interesting thing that somebody would be sitting there and a woman come up and put ointment on his feet and start wiping his feet with her hair and then kissing his feet, and he let her do that if he was not the Son of God. Jesus was some kind of stuck-up, opinionated person if he was not the Son of God, sitting there letting a woman worship him by kissing his feet all the way to the point of kissing his feet and anointing him with ointment. If he was not the Son of God, but he was the Son of God, and he did accept worship because it was proper. "Now when the Pharisee, which had bidden him, saw it, he spake within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet," here comes the opinions, "if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that touches him, for she's a sinner." There's an opinion. You see, there's an opinion. Humans make judgments by opinions, but different opinions, broad varieties of opinions. Now watch this. "And Jesus answered, said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he said, Master, say on." Oh, he's master all of a sudden. He just got through condemning him in his heart. "There was a certain creditor which had two debtors, and one owed him 500 pence and one owed him 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most?" Simon answered and said, "I suppose that he to whom he forgave the most," or forgave most. "And he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house, thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, Thy sins are forgiven. Now, you see the difference in opinions there? Sometimes human judgment is based on opinions. The foundation is on opinion. Simon had an opinion. He had an opinion in his heart when he judged the Lord Jesus Christ. He had an opinion about that woman, and he judged her. And he had an opinion about what the Lord had asked him about the two people that owed money. And he correctly judged that according to the Lord. But the Lord had an opinion too. And he told him what his opinion was. Sometimes judgment is based on opinion, you see. So, and there were two or three different sorts of opinion in that one text right there, in the context there. And but talking about human judgment and the wide variety of judgment and why people make judgments and where they come from and what their basis are, what they're based on. Sometimes they're based on God's words. Sometimes they're based on circumstances. Sometimes they're based on opinion. And that's not all. Sometimes human judgment is based on moral law. Moral law. There are still some people that have morals and know what it is to have morals. And they base some of their judgments, humans that have morals base their judgments on moral law. Let me give you an example. In Romans chapter 2 and verse 14 through 16, the Bible says, "For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another." They're making judgments within themselves because of what their heart, what is written on their hearts. And they don't have the laws. They have morals. "In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel." That's Romans chapter 2. Sometimes it's moral law. People that did not go by the law and had the law, they still knew the difference in right and wrong in their hearts. And it was written on their hearts. And their conscience caused them to judge, either accusing or excusing one another. They would base their judgments on their morality. And some human beings base their judgments on morals. And if they got good scriptural morals, that's a good thing to do. But today, in this society that we live in, they're moving away from morality more and more and more and more. That's not all. Human judgment. What's it based on? Well, sometimes it's based on conscience. Conscience. We read that one previous there, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another. But also in 1 Corinthians there, the Bible says in chapter 10 that the conscience, humans use their conscience to judge things. And perhaps you can think of some things that you've judged because of your conscience, and probably could if we sit and thought about it. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 27 through 29 says, "If any of them that believe not bid you to a feast, and ye be disposed to go, whatsoever is set before you, eat, asking no questions for conscience' sake." You see, sometimes y'all just hush and be quiet, just like he said, and eat what's in front of you. Because when you start asking questions, you're going to find some things out that's going to offend your conscience if you're a Christian. you wouldn't have known if you hadn't been asking the questions, you see. God knows that, but listen to what he says. But if any man say unto you, this is offered in sacrifice unto idols, eat not for the sake that showed it, and for conscience sake. In other words, you found out that they offered this meat to the devil, and for conscience sake, you're not going to eat it. This is offered in sacrifice unto idols. Eat not for his sake that showed it. In other words, there's another Christian there that's not grown in God's word as much. And he's offended by that. His conscience is offended by that. And he tells you that this is offered to idols. Well, the Lord says the wise thing that you can do to make a judgment about this matter is not to argue with him and explain to him that it's just meat, but to not eat it for the sake of the one that showed it. You make a judgment that the person's heart and the person's walk with the Lord is more important than meat. And for conscience sake, for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Conscience, I say, not thine own, but of the other. And for why is my liberty judged of another man's conscience? You see. So sometimes conscience is a basis for human judgment. Our conscience. Maybe some things that happened in our past, way back in our past, that have marked us and marked our conscience. And we make judgments probably we make automatic judgments based on some of those things that we've learned in our past because of our conscience. Some things that only you and the Lord know about. That we make judgments about certain things today based on things that have happened in the past with our conscience. And are still, whether they be torments or whether they be encouragement or exalting someone, you see. Sometimes conscience is a basis for human nature, or human judgment, excuse me, human judgment. And that brings us to our next one. Sometimes nature. Sometimes we make judgments based on natural things. Nature. It's just natural to do this. It's natural to think this way. It's natural. Humans make judgments sometimes because of nature, because of natural things. And it's naturally that way. It's nature. Now, things are so confused and convoluted. Everything's so messed up in society today, and that's the way they intend it to be. And they just throw everything into this one pot and just make one big old stinking pot of goo, and nobody can make sense out of anything. And a lot of our young folks nowadays, and especially these young generations that are coming up, it's a pitiful thing that they can't grow up with natural things. That they can have peace of what is natural. And it just comes by nature. By nature. What are you talking about? Well, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Let me read that to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 13 through 15. And you're going to see right here that this is scripture, and this is doctrine, and it is for us today, but still, it is a big matter of judgment among grown-ups and shouldn't be. We ought to want to mind the Lord. But listen to it. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13 through 15. Judge in yourselves. Natural judgment. He's saying, judge in yourselves. Look inside and see what's natural. Judge in yourselves. Is it comely that a woman pray unto God uncovered? And he gets on into that, into the context, in the latter verses after this verse that we just read concerning what he's talking about. He's not talking about being covered with a sheet or covered with a blanket or covered with a hat. That's why women wear hats to church, and that was not what this scripture is saying at all. It's not the context of the scripture. Let's see what it is. Doth not even nature, it's a natural thing, does not even nature itself teach you? It makes a judgment. It helps you to judge things. It teaches you. It's natural. Does not even nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it is a shame unto him? Now that's Bible. That's scripture. The scripture says it's a natural thing to make a judgment that if a man has long hair, it's a shame to him. And then he goes into the woman. But if the woman have long hair, it is a glory to her, for her hair is giving to her for a covering. Remember, he said in the beginning, judge in yourselves, is it comely for a woman to pray unto God uncovered? Well, what's the covering? For her hair is given to her for a covering. A woman's hair is her covering. And if she pray to the Lord uncovered, in other words, she's shaven, she's got her hair cut and shaven, then it's a shame. And he goes on into it. But we're talking about judgment, to make judgments. The Bible teaches us some things, and nature itself doth teach us. It says that. Nature itself doth not even nature itself teach you. Nature does teach us. Nature teaches us to help us make judgments. Don't put your foot in the middle of a fire ant bed. That's a good judgment, and it's natural, because you're going to be sorry for it. Don't go stir up a hornet's nest. That's a natural judgment. You don't have to go to school and be educated to know that. It's natural. It comes natural. They'll sting you and chase you all the way home. And other things. It's natural for a man to open, and well, nowadays, it's natural for a man to be a gentleman, open the door for a woman. But nowadays, you get cussed out for doing it. Now, I think of a thing where a man opened a door for a woman, and she says, well, I don't need you to open that door for me. He says, I'm not opening it for you. I'm opening it because I'm a gentleman, because of who I am, not who you are. You see, it's natural. Our nature, human judgment. What's the basis of it? Well, sometimes it's nature. It's natural. It comes natural. Sometimes it comes natural. Not only is human nature the basis of it, sometimes from God's word, sometimes circumstances, sometimes opinion, sometimes moral law. Now, see, you're getting an argument about judgment just with these four things right here. What judgment, type of judgment, are you talking about? People make all sorts of judgments, you see. And this thing that people are talking about, and society narrows it down to just either talking about the judgment of God in the last days, or either talking about, you can't judge me. That's one of the two things that anybody and everybody nowadays is going to think of when you talk about judgment. But there's so much more to it. Sometimes it's moral law. Sometimes the basis of human judgment is the conscience. Sometimes it's nature. We make judgments and natural judgments. Natural judgment. You see elderly people trying to get the groceries out of the car. It's natural for you to run over there and try to help them. You see them broken down on the side of the road and 90 degrees out, and they got the hood up on their car, and they're both elderly and 90 years old. It's natural to try to stop and get them out of the heat and help them out. Natural judgment. You don't have to go to school to learn how to help out old folks. What else? Well, sometimes human judgment is based on apostolic authority. Now, that doesn't apply to everybody today. There are no apostles today. The apostles were the ones that were present with Jesus physically, and they had seen the Lord with their eyes. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 3 through 5, "For I verily, as absent in body but present in spirit, have judged already as though I were present concerning him that hath done this deed." Now, this is the fellow that in the Corinth church that committed fornication, and he done it with his father's wife. He was sleeping with his father's wife. And Paul found out about it, and he wrote this letter, and he said, "For I verily, as absent in body," he said, "I'm not there physically," he said, "but present in spirit have judged already." This is apostolic authority. "Have judged already as though I were present concerning him that hath done this deed. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, when ye are gathered together, and my spirit with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ to deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh." Oh, well, that's not Jesus' love. Deliver him to Satan. What? Well, that'd make a whole bunch of Christians turn red in the face today, wouldn't it? Because the Apostle Paul, the greatest Christian that ever followed the Lord Jesus Christ, said to turn them over to the destruction of the flesh, turn them over to Satan and let Satan destroy their flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Judgment. Apostolic authority. Sometimes human judgment comes and is based on apostolic authority. That was not a request. That was a command. And he's talking to the church, the body of Christ, us. He says, if this happens in the church, he says, assume that I'm there. I'm not with you physically, but I'm there with you in spirit. And this is the judgment that I make and that you make, and this is what you do. Of course, we know this fellow came and repented later on. And then Paul advised them to accept him back into fellowship, which they did. But sometimes, apostolic authority. We are ordered to do things by the men that God the Holy Ghost had write down. The Lord used apostles and used the men to teach us what his will is with the new covenant as living in the body of Christ and among the body of Christ and how we are to judge. Apostolic authority. That's not all. What else? Human judgment. What's the basis of it? Well, sometimes it's the law of Christ. Not the apostles. Not the apostles only is what I meant to say. But sometimes the law of Christ. Christ directly orders us to judge things. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 2 through 4. "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he's nothing, he deceiveth himself." There's a judgment everybody could learn, isn't it? The law of Christ. Christ says every man weighed in the balances is altogether wanting. We're altogether vanity, the Bible says. And we're found wanting. We're in need. We're sinners. We're evil, the Bible says. And without Christ, it says, "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." How? For if a man think himself to be something when he's nothing, did you hear that, what the Bible said? when he is nothing. How dare God say something like that? Now, I've seen people get up and walk out of churches for less than that. And snoot while they're going. It got the snoot up in the air and huffing and puffing and just walking like, well, we got to go. Bear you one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. The law of Christ. Sometimes the basis of judgment ought to be the law of Christ, our Lord's laws, the things that the Lord laid down for us. Now, there are many, many different things that have changed since the Old Testament and since the book of Acts. And since this dispensation of the church that we live in, that Israel is different, the rules for Israel is different unless he gets saved. But there, as far as Israel corporately, the rules from the Lord are different for Israel than they are for us. Right now, it's you better get saved. You better get saved. You better accept Christ as your Savior and believe on him, no matter who you are. Jew, Gentile, whatever you are, you better get saved. Because time's coming where there is going to be such thing as too late. Human judgment, the basis of it, sometimes it's the law of Christ. We read in the Bible, we read God's Word, we find out what our Lord says and his opinions about things and his judgments about things, and we copy that. And we live by it cheerfully and willfully. And we do it the very best of our ability to do the things that are pleasing before the Lord. Right? Absolutely. Who of us doesn't want to please the Lord? I don't want to disappoint the Lord, do you? Of course we don't. So our judgments should line up with the law of Christ. And we have it in written form right there. Right there in front of us. And that's not all. Finally, we have one more. Talking about human judgment. What are we talking about in human judgment? Well, the basis of it. What causes us to judge? What different things, the basis or grounds or the foundations of judgment? Now, we're talking to everybody, and all human beings do this kind of judging because some people judge from the Word of God, but you can make the Word of God say anything you want to say it if you don't rightly divide it. But talking to Christians and spiritual judgment, like we talked about before, sometimes God's Word is a basis for judgment. Sometimes circumstances, sometimes opinion, sometimes moral law causes us to judge. Sometimes conscience, our conscience leads us to judge certain ways. Sometimes nature, it's just natural. It's just a natural thing to think. It's a natural way. It's just natural. Sometimes apostolic authority. And sometimes the law of Christ. And finally, or lastly, in this part of our study today, sometimes divine illumination. Sometimes God himself shows it to you. The Bible says in Joshua, listen to this. In verse 10 through 16, and the Lord said unto Joshua, get thee up, wherefore thou liest upon thy face. Israel hath sinned. They have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. For they have even taken, now Joshua was praying, by the way, and the Lord told him, get up. For they have even taken of the accursed thing and have also stolen and dissembled also. And they have put it even among their own stuff. In other words, somebody stole something. It was an accursed thing that we told them not to mess with. And they took it and they've hidden it. And Joshua's praying because there's things happening in the camp that are bad things. And Joshua went to talk to the Lord about it. And the Lord told him, get up and quit praying. He said, somebody stole something and they took of the accursed thing. They went and they fought somebody. And the Lord told him, don't you take one red cent from what's left over after you kill all these people. Don't you take nothing. Everything there is accursed. And somebody stole something and took it and hid it in their tent and buried it. And the Lord knew about it. And the Lord started punishing Israel. And Joshua started praying, wanting to know what was going on. And the Lord told him, get up! And they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them not to take nothing. And they have even taken of the accursed thing and have also stolen and dissembled also. And they have put it even among their own stuff and just hidden it in there. Nobody knows except God knows. Therefore, the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies because they were accursed. They would go out to fight, and the Lord wouldn't be with them. And they'd get their hind ends whipped and their tails between their legs and run. And Joshua wouldn't know what was going on because the Lord promised them they was going to win these wars. And the Lord was going to give them the land. But somebody stole something and done something they wasn't supposed to do in the camp. And it was one person. One person caused a whole nation to have to run from the enemy. Because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you any more, except you destroy the accursed from among you. That'd be good advice for America right now. Up, sanctify the people, and say, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow. The Lord's fixing to make a judgment. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, there is an accursed thing in the midst of thee, in the camp of Israel. O Israel, thou canst not stand before thine enemies until ye take away the accursed thing. That's a good advice for America. Good advice. Accursed thing from among you. In the morning, therefore, ye shall be brought according to your tribes. And it shall be that the tribe which is the Lord taketh shall come according to the families thereof. And the family which the Lord shall take shall come by households. And the household which the Lord shall take shall come man by man. And it shall be that he that is taken with the accursed thing shall be burnt with fire, he and all that he hath. Because he hath transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he hath wrought folly in Israel. So Joshua rose up early in the morning and brought Israel by their tribes, and the tribe of Judah was taken, and on it goes. And then they went down to the family, and then they went down to the individuals, and they found the fellow that done it. And he stole something. He went and buried it in his tent. And he confessed it. And they burn him. Sometimes by divine illumination, sometimes humans make judgments by God showing them things. And we do, don't we? By the Lord showing us things. And we should obey the Lord when the Lord shows us things. And not second thought it. I'm guilty of that. You know, Lord, was it you? And start questioning it. And we know it's the Lord, and we should answer him and obey him right away. Right away. Talking about human judgment. Human judgment. The basis of it. You see how judgment goes in so many different directions. Judgment is not understood by this world. They don't want to understand judgment. They just don't want nobody pointing a finger at them so they can eat up that sin and savor it and not have to listen to what the Lord says. They narrow it down to judgment. Well, you're judging me. You can't judge me. That's not what they don't understand judgment, not one bit. Judgment is so big and it goes out in so many different directions. What judgment are you talking about? Sometimes God's word. Sometimes circumstances. Sometimes opinion. Sometimes moral law. Sometimes conscience. Sometimes it's natural. Sometimes apostolic authority. Sometimes the Lord himself, the law of Christ. And sometimes God reveals it. The basis of judgment. Human judgment, man's judgment. Amen? Good stuff. All right, well, we'll stop right there, and we'll come together on the next one, and we'll talk about a new avenue of judgment, and the thing that we've been talking about so far is human judgment, man's judgment. And before that, we talked about divine judgment. And when we come together on our next program, we're going to talk about Christian judgment and discernment. Christian judgment and discernment, and what the Bible, what the scriptures say about it. Amen? Let me give you the scriptures for today. You ready? Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20. John chapter 12, verse 47 and 48. Acts chapter 13, verse 46. Genesis chapter 39, verse 10 through 20. Acts chapter 28, verse 19 through 22. Luke chapter 7, verse 36 through 48. Romans chapter 2, verse 14 through 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 27 through 29. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 through 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 3 through 5. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2 through 4. And the last one for this study today is Joshua chapter 7, verse 10 through 16. The next time we come together, we're going to talk about Christian judgment and discernment. Christians, not human, not divine, but Christian judgment and discernment. And get some truths from our God's Word and see some more about this matter of judgment and judging. Thing is just spreading out and spreading out, ain't it? But that's okay. That's what we want to know is what saith the Lord. So this is Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth. I admire you for serving the Lord and disciplining yourself and sacrificing to study. God bless you for that. Talk to you on the next one. Bye-bye.